and welcome to episode 234 of the Awesome Comics Podcast, the place where the small press makes one hell of a big noise. I'm Vince Hunt, creator of the Red Mask from Mars, and joining me this week are the creator of Vanguard, Dan Butcher.
Hello.
And a man who's a writer, an artist, and everyone's favourite Spice Girl, it's Tony Esmond.
Ginger Spice. If you had to do one of them, who would you have done?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Yes, you are. Come on.
No.
That's between me and the ballot box.
All right, Scary Spice then, yeah. It was a bit of a rough one. That was Sporty Spice. She looks all right now, didn't she? Yeah. I tell you. Yeah, looks a lot better.
So, I've always imagined they're trying to come up with identity. It's like, do you like sports? Sometimes, maybe. Yeah, well, you're Sporty Spice now.
Not like football, you're a scalper. That's around, that's how it went.
Yeah, I reckon that's pretty much how it went.
Yep.
So, this is essentially the last show of 2019. And as you can all tell, I've never had control over anything that happens on this show.
What a year it's been.
We've done that show, and we've also done last week's show, which is about some brilliant comics that we read and checked out in the year. So,
I enjoyed last week.
Yeah, good to see that conversation continuing, and like people talking about their favourite comics. And you know, as the year ends, you see lots of websites, blogs, everything just shouting about good indie comics, which is brilliant to see. Mm. But this week, because like you know, we're all in that post Christmas sort of fuzz. You know, we're
every day feels like Sunday.
So we're going to do something that I say a little bit different, but it's this. It's our second end of year quiz. Now, we're not going to say too much about it because we'll leave that for a couple of minutes. You know, you're going to get a proper intro from a master game show host that you'll hear in a minute.
It's never caught by you, Tree. It's fine.
But I tell you what, do you know where you can catch some damn fine comics?
Comic House.
Yes.
It's a fact.
Our sponsor, Comic House. Yes, thank you for putting up with us each and every week for this sponsorship ad. But we love them, and lots of our listeners love them, and you'll love them too, because they are an indie comic marketplace with a difference. On the website, there's loads of sort of different titles, like hard copies of books that you can get hold of through comichouse.com. If you self-publish your own stuff, you can start selling your books on there for free. To list your book, it's another way avenue to get your books out there. And they also have an amazing app, which is always just getting bigger and better all the time. And we look forward to all the great stuff that's going to be on there in 2020. What's on there at the moment, though?
Well, I can give a shout about the Comic House print titles that Comic House themselves have put out, including The Catalyst, 32 Kills, City of Lost Souls, Close. You've got the Comic House Anthology, which is up to issue 12, and Lizard Men.
I think that's a good shout, because each and every week we talk about the app and the website itself, but these are guys that just love comics, and they actually want to publish comics and, like, put some artists in front of fresh eyes and stuff. So, and they put a great line of titles that Dan just said. The anthology is great. A lot of us have been in the anthology, and we've read a lot of these books that they've got, and they're all fantastic. Some of them from past guests, some of them probably from future guests. You just never know with this show. But if you want to find out more about their books and the app and everything else, then go to comichouse.com and check them out today. Right, so that wasn't
too bad. That's class. That's quite a smooth one. I get quiet during that one because I know we're in a bit of a rush. Usually I try and say stuff to put you off, but I held back there.
Yeah, it's fast and furious this week. And it's basically just going to be a bit of fun. Because should we just get on with the quiz? Why not?
Yeah, let's do it.
So,
let's get quizzical.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the second Awesome Comics end of year quiz. This year we'll be up against the Awesome Comics team of Vincenzo Hunt. Say hello, Vince.
Hello, Vince.
And Daniel Guns Butcher. Say hello, Daniel.
Hello.
And we are up against, or they are up against, I'm the quiz master, so I won't be taking part, up against That Comic Smell. Hello, guys. You can all say hello at once.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Big Daddy.
Oh, I knew it would be you, Sadaka. Anyway, so it's there's only two of you on the actual quiz. So we've got David Robertson. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
All right, and we've got Nando Pons. Hey, Nando.
Hi. Hello.
So you are the two guys who are going to be answering questions.
Yeah.
I'm right saying. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Right. In Keeping the Scores in Comics Code Corner, as I've named it, are Tom Vorderman Stewart. Hey, Tom.
Oh, hi there. Hello.
And Mike.
Is that really your middle name?
He also won Rear of the Year.
Yeah, I would. And Mike, the sexier of the two, Mike Isla St. Clair Sadaka. How are you, Mike?
Greetings.
Good. So is everyone ready? Everyone settled? You lot have eaten all your crisps and stuff, have you, or... Is that all right?
Still more to go.
Still
chomping away. It's fine.
Yeah,
it won't interrupt you.
Okay. So it's what we're going to do is it's in a series of rounds. I'll explain them as we go along. Some of them are slightly different, and they're all sort of slightly themed. The first round is going to be it's called It's a Mutant Year. So as we all know, it's been a bit of a bumper relaunch for mutants this year. But can you name them? So I'm going to give you their real names. And you need to tell me what their code names are. For an extra point, you have to tell me what their powers are. This goes from easy to difficult. Do you understand that?
Yep.
Good. Who wants to go first?
Let the guest go first.
I'll go first. Is that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That comic smell.
Yep.
Who was Warren Kenneth Worthington III?
Angel.
Angel, good. And do you know his powers?
Originally, he had feather wings, and then later he got updated with metallic blade wings. Can also launch knives.
Lovely. I think that's a win. So that's 2 points to that comic smell.
First.
Yay. Some comics.
Are you worried, Dan?
Nando's a beast. I told you, David. Nando.
And beyond that,
who is Robert Drake?
I think he's Vince. I think he's Iceman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Two. And what are his powers?
Cold manipulation and ice generation.
That sounds good. So 2 points to Awesome Comics.
Yes.
Off and running. Yes. Good. So it gets harder. Don't worry, it gets harder.
Oh,
back to that comic smell. Who is Lorna Sally Dane?
Polaris.
US. Nando, come on, mate. And what's her powers?
The powers, magnetic powers.
Okay, magnetic manipulation. Very good. 2 points to that comic smell.
You're all right, Vince.
Yeah, I'm all right. We'll see in a minute.
Yeah. Spike, don't worry. Who is to Awesome Comics?
Yeah.
Who is Alex Summers?
Oh, Havoc.
Good. And what are Havoc's powers?
Oh, how would you describe it, Dan? Is it energy generation? It's sort of like Cyclops, isn't it? But he Oh, God.
Is it like concussive kind of blasts?
Yeah.
At his chest.
He produces energy, doesn't he? And then fires it. But I don't
know. I think that's good. That sounds good. And energy absorption and discharge. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. 2 points to this.
That word's never good to use.
Good. Round three. It's getting harder. That comic smell. Who is Shiro Yoshida? Silence. Oh, my God.
I know this one.
Sunfire.
Very good, Nando.
Oh.
And what is Sunfire's powers?
He has actually nuclear powers. He flies, generates burst of energy. It's all nuclear sun.
I'm going to accept that. Heat plasma burst. So I'm going to accept
that.
There. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Awesome Comics.
Yeah.
John Proudstar.
I think that's... Oh, no.
Come on.
Oh, God.
To Vince, a discussion between us. Is that North Star? No.
I want to say, is it?
What's that geezer out of New Mutants and X Factor? The American Indian guy, the Native American. Sorry.
See, I'm thinking the guy from Alpha Flight.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, that one.
No, I'm saying I'm thinking it. I'm not telling you I know the name of him. Shaman.
No.
Thunderbird. That's the other one I was thinking of.
But... And his powers, speed, agility, and stamina. Okay.
Shit. Yeah.
Right. Back to that comic smell. Who is Alison Blair?
Oh. Dazzler.
Yes. Well done, Nando. Come on, David Robertson. I know you're there. And what are Dazzler's powers?
She absorbs sound and transforms it into light.
Textbook, Nando. Textbook. Nicely done.
Thank you.
They're working in tandem. You're all right.
Dave. Dave is here as well, helping. No, it's not just me.
One of them's typing it into Google and the other one's reading it.
That's right. How did you know?
Oh my God, you do have cameras here.
Okay, back to awesome comics.
Okay.
Anna Marie LeBeau.
Oh.
You know this.
So that's got to be Gambit's sister, hasn't it?
No.
No. Fuck.
I don't have a clue, but.
I know Scooby-Doo.
I feel like I should know, but. No, I don't know.
Rogue.
Ah, what? Ow.
Tits.
Power and great absorption. Okay. Round 5. Okay, back to that comic smell. Ready, guys?
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's quite an easy one. Kane Marco.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Juggernaut.
Yes. Powers? Oh, I love that delay, Nando. You give it a delay. I like it. It's very tense.
I don't know why
we're
whispering.
Well, I don't know.
We're whispering.
We're just converting, you know. Yeah. Just making sure we've got the right
conferring.
Anyway, Juggernaut and his powers. He's essentially unstoppable. Really strong.
I'm the Juggernaut, you bitch!
Okay. Yeah. I'll take that. Okay, back to...
And it comes from the redstone, the Gemmel Sitorak, I think.
Exactly.
Like, oh, yeah.
Magical power.
And he looks like Vinnie Jones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a spitting image. Yeah,
sure. Okay, back to awesome. Roberto da Costa.
Oh, no. No, I know.
Come on, you're letting this blind spot hit you. Come on.
No, I know.
You know this.
Roberto da Costa.
Who's the Cannonball's best mate? What's his name?
Is it Rick? It's not Richter.
No, it's not Richter. It's not Sunspot. Is that his name?
Yes, it is Sunspot.
Yes! Right.
Okay, and what are his powers?
Oh, no.
If you see it's not Sunspot, and then it is Sunspot, how does that mean you get the point?
Because we're losing.
I knew you'd be competitive, Dave. The first thing you said, it's not. Come on,
Sunspot's powers. Oh, I don't know. I don't actually know. Do you, Dan?
I think it's just is it energy absorption and manipulation, like you shoot it out and stuff. Is that right?
Yeah. It's classified as solar absorption and rechanneling. So I'm going to give you that one.
Okay,
round 6 of this particular one. Over to that comic smell. Yeah. Douglas Aaron Ramsey.
Fucking hell!
I know it.
Every one of these, they sounded familiar, but I couldn't tell you what one they were.
Cipher.
Yes. Well done, Nando. And what are his skills? What's his abilities?
He can speak and translate any language, code of any type, from binary to electronic to.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that. He's classified as communication skills, but I'm going to give you that. Sounds good. Okay. Good. And over to the awesome.
Yeah.
Laura Kinney.
Do Do you ever feel, Dan, whenever when you hear the names, you feel like you know them? But
yeah,
you,
exactly. Yeah, but you can't fucking place it.
Yeah.
Man.
The problem with the X-Men, the universe is so massive and you
there's
hardly
a lot
ever...
of them. I'm kind of empty, B.
Shall I just take a shot?
Yeah, take a pun. Take a pun.
Is it Siren?
No.
No. No. Okay.
X-23.
Ah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, round
You're
seven.
You're going to hear a lot of that during this show, folks. Us going, of course, yeah.
Right, round seven is when it's the last round of this particular part of the quiz, and it is what I call the difficult as fuck round. So, as long as everyone's ready.
No.
So, over to that comic smell. Who is Charlie Cluster 7?
Charlie Cluster.
Oh, God. Charlie Cluster. Feel free to play along at home, folks.
There is some good thought process going on here, I tell you.
No, I don't know that. No.
I would say you could probably work this out.
Oh.
You could, if you kind of examined Charlie Cluster 7, you could probably, if you knew a little bit about the character, you could probably work out who it was.
Mm-hmm. What was the question again, Tony?
The only Charlie I know is Charlie 23 from the original.
Yeah. I keep thinking Charlie X.
Who is Charlie Cluster 7?
Nah.
Is it somebody that like replicates himself 6 times?
Not really. Don't think so. Although the X-Men does get a bit complicated. I'm lost at times, but I don't think so.
Charles Xavier.
No, it is in fact
a nickname for Charles Xavier.
It's Phantom X.
Phantom X.
He has an externalized nervous system, and he also does spy shit. I would have accepted spy shit as an answer. Okay, back to you with some comics. Who is David Charles Haller?
Legion.
Oh, yes. Well done. You know, I almost didn't read out the Charles bit because I thought that kind of gives it away a bit, but since I've been reading out middle names for most of them, so I thought I would. But what are Haller's Legion's powers?
Isn't he like reality alteration and manipulation?
Exactly, reality warping it's got here.
Butcher.
Look at you.
Yeah, not just a pretty face. I mean, I've got that.
While I prepare the next round, should we go over to Comics Code Corner and ask our two ladies what yours are?
Yes, we can indeed, Tony. Thank you very much for that. Currently, scores at doors are ACP 8, whereas TCS 12.
Oh,
I have to walk around the table holding up one of the cards. Round one or round two.
Have you got a bikini? Mike?
Well, you can't see as he already has it on.
I feel like we need a dictionary corner section in this, like countdown.
Yeah.
half time.
Okay, guys. Good. Everyone's really good. This is good. I'm liking it. Over. We're going to go to enter round two. Okay. So in reverence to the fact that we are now communicating with our friends in the People's Republic of Scotland, I've decided to entitle this round Born in Scotland or Just Somewhere Else. That's the name of this round. So there are six people stroke characters who I've got listed here, and you've got to tell me whether they were born in Scotland or they were born just somewhere else.
Okay
so there's we're going to go with the Awesome Comicers first because it's their turn. And so if you choose a number 1 to 6, I have a question ready for you.
Do you want to pick Dan?
Number one.
Oh, number one. Okay. Now, that none of these are as simple as they sound. Mark Miller.
Why? See, you said that before saying the name, and now
that's just me playing with your mind.
And I'm. It's easy to do that. Play with my mind.
Yeah. I ain't got a fucking clue. So it's a guess either way.
But it's where they're born, isn't it?
Yeah, where they're born.
It's just going to be a guess. So I'm going to say he was born in Scotland. What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, yes, he was born in Scotland. Well done.
Yes.
Points to the Awesomers. Okay, TCS. Pick a number from between 2 and 6.
4.
4.
No, 3.
Okay. 3. Number 3, guys. Chris Claremont. Born in Scotland or somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Okay, you're right. He was actually born in Islington, believe it or not, in London.
Yeah.
And if you ever meet him, he puts on like a really fake shit English accent. Okay, over to the Awesomers. Number, you got 2 or 4 to 6?
Just do 2. Make it easy for you, Tony.
2. Okay. 2. Jock, a.k.a. Mark Simpson.
You gotta be pretty fucking ballsy to put it in your name if you're
if you're born somewhere else.
Yeah,
I never thought about it like that. But yeah, well, take it away then, Dan.
Yeah, go on, NSA, Scotland.
Okay, yes, he was. He was born in East Kilbride.
Yes.
Good.
Okay. Minimal detection work for that.
TCS. Next one, guys. Come on, TCS, 4 to 6.
Oh, you want a number, don't you?
Yeah, please.
let me think. 5.
Five,
please.
Okay, 5. Brian Braddock.
He wasn't born in Scotland, was he? Can't blame him.
I'll say no.
We'll say somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Good guys. Yeah, he was actually born in Maldon in Essex, believe it or not, but he attended Edinburgh University, which was the trick part of that.
That's the big part. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome Comicers. Next one.
Yeah. 6.
4 or 6. 6, okay. Yeah.
6.
Black Bob from The Dandy. I don't know if anyone doesn't remember, he was a collie. He was a collie.
What's
dog.
The answer, Black Bob?
Let's go somewhere else.
Somewhere else. No, he was born in Selkirk.
Shit.
So it was technically Black Bob.
He's even telling you
that. Black Bob the Collie from the Borders was the title of the comic. But I think you visited a Black Bob the Border Binliner. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember.
Yeah,
so. And last one is number 4 to the TCS, John Wagner.
Scotland, yeah.
No, he was born in Pennsylvania.
It doesn't sound it.
I think he was there long. That was the trick.
Yeah, one. Right, okay. Oh, well, you got us.
Okay, over to Comics Code Corner. Isla and Carol.
Come on then, Mike.
Mike, you got one job.
It's basically eating just
Yeah, sitting eating. ACP is sitting at 10, and TCS is
14.
14, okay, thank you, guys. next round is for me. I'm going to read...
Peanuts here.
You finish your peanut, Mike. You right? Okay.
Yeah.
Next round is Comic House round, which is our regular round run by, sponsored by our amazing sponsors, Comic House, the Netflix for comics. I'm gonna read to you.
I'm
sounding corporate because I am. I'm going to read to you the summary of a small press comic from the Comic House app, and I want you to name the title.
Oh. Okay. I remember this last. You did this last year as well, didn't you?
Yep, did. Something you should all know, seeing as how we read and review and recommend many comics.
Don't dig the ditch for us, Tony. Right. Okay.
Okay. So whose turn is it to go first? I can't remember now.
TCS, I think.
Yeah.
No, I think it's ACP actually.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, we go for it.
Yeah, comics
code.
TCP
last.
Okay. Question number one. Set in a bar exclusively for supervillains.
Mahoney's.
Yes. 1 mark to the awesome. TCS, you ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
More secrets are revealed as the son of a pigfucker is revealed.
Do we get a chance to steal these?
Let's do a handover for these ones. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Right, okay.
TCS, any
Steve
clues?
Cameron, my dad.
Cameron, your topography.
No.
Okay. Over to the Autumners.
I want to say, I mean, Dan's read more of these than me. Is it Slaughterhouse Farm?
Yes, it is Slaughterhouse Farm. Very good. Okay, 1 point for the Autumners. Question three, back to the Autumners.
Yeah.
Two guys travelling around a medieval world and stumbling into crazy adventures. Oh, and did we mention one is a dragon?
That's Gallant and Amos, isn't it?
Yes, very good. Yeah. One mark to the Autumners. Okay, question four, over to TCS. Griff is a lifelong fan of the computer game series called Captain Aquitus and the Veritas Squad. I can read that again to you.
Please.
Okay. Griff is a lifelong fan of the computer game series called Captain Aquitus and the Veritas Squad.
I think ACP knows this.
No. It's a no.
No, okay. The Awesomers.
The cosplayer that doomed the Earth.
Yes, very good. By Dan Harris. Yeah. An exceptional comic. Mentioning a lot of end of the year stuff, which is very good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, over to the Awesomers. Surreal semi-autobiographical shenanigans, off-the-wall observations, and randomness abounds.
It's one of my favourite comics of 2019. It's Surrealsville.
It is. Very good. I didn't think anyone would get that one. Okay, no. Good. Okay, question six, over TCS. Arthur Bright only ever dreamed of one thing, being a world-famous pop star. But a man calling himself Merlin is following him around. Do you like me to read it again?
No, thanks. No, thanks.
No. No, not okay. A clue. Any ideas?
I ain't got a fucking clue.
No.
Okay. That is Pendragon, The Quest for King Arthur by Mark Hozier. That was quite a difficult Okay. Next one, Awesomers. Cursed to wander the nine circles of hell for all eternity and with an insatiable hunger for the flesh of demons.
Is it autobiographical, do you think?
That's a mistake. Yeah.
That's a good try.
Yeah.
just thinking. No, I do you know?
No idea.
Okay, let's offer it over to TCS. TCS, I think you might know this one. Would you like me to read it again?
Can we get a clue?
It's created by a Scotsman. So I read it again. Cursed to wander the nine circles of hell for all eternity and with an insatiable hunger for the flesh of demons.
Nah.
Guys, sure?
No.
The answer is Nom, the Demon Hunter by Paul Tonner.
Oh, I've read that. That's good, that is, as well. That's
good.
Really good.
Yeah, it's
really
good.
Sounds like a winner.
Who's the first one now? Who's getting this one? I can't remember.
It's our.
Okay.
No, it's TCS.
Yeah. The story of James Stone as he attempts to deal with the ramifications of discovering he can raise the dead. I can read you it again.
No.
Okay. No, over to no. Awesome. Would you like me to read it again?
I think it. Dan, that what it's was not... that? The resurrection. What was it? The
resurrection men. I'm not sure if that's it.
Is that it? Is that your answer?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, that
is the right answer. Well done. Point to the Awesome. Good. That was the Comic House round. Yay.
We didn't embarrass ourselves.
We did not embarrass ourselves. Do you know what? We're going to get smashed for the rest of it, but at least we've got that. We've got that.
The sponsors are happy.
And Dave might be good for the next one. So popping over to Comics Code Corner, how are the scores, guys?
Well, I've finished eating my peanuts. It looks like the Awesome Comics podcast guys have 16 points, and us lot have 14 points.
Oh, it's all to win. It's all to play for, guys, and all those other sort of cliche things. Yeah. Here we go. The next round I've entitled Who Created Who? Okay, and I think we all know who created certain characters, or do we? So I'm going to read you the name of a character, and I'd like you to tell me who created it.
Now, is this sort of topic can be quite controversial. So have you gone with ones that are definitely set in
I've
stone?
I've gone for ones that are pretty much set in stone. I've not gone to, right. to sort of... Yeah, there's certain ones that there's an argument over, aren't there? Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, there's no Bill Finger included and all that sort of thing in this one. Okay.
And we're going for Terry Nation or Davros.
And there's an extra point if you can tell me where they first appeared, which comic or graphic novel or whatever you like.
Not the actual number of the issue, just the series.
Yes, the number.
Oh my god. Right.
Okay. Come on, we're all comic here. Come on, it's all we do, it's all we think about. Yeah. Apart from when we're an ex-hamster. Right. Round one. Who's going first in this round? I can't remember who's Comics Code Corner. Whose turn is it this time?
It's TCS.
Okay, TCS. Who created Wolverine? There are three answers to this, so 3 points on offer.
Len Wein.
1 point. 1 point to the TCS.
Hertram.
No.
No.
This is us just confirmed before we...
Okay, babe. Concept. No worries. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Just
that's why I was whispering.
Okay.
Ah.
I can still hear Mike eating peanuts.
That's for sure. Yeah. Is the designer.
No, for once, that's me crunching away.
Who's the artist?
3 answers to this one.
He drew that issue.
We'll go for that. So we go.
Well, I said that, and Tony said no.
It's not Herb Trimpey. He may have drawn him the first time, but
yeah, he drew.
Great.
Right. Okay. So we go for Len Wein, John Romita Sr.
Yes. 2 points. There's one more. It's slightly more obscure, but if you knew about the history of Marvel at the time, you might figure it out.
One. I seem to think because he was the first artist. No. We can tell you the.
You can guess this one. Might be worth a guess.
Okay, yes. So we go for that.
Milk.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So you've already correctly said Len Wein and John Romita Sr.
Yeah.
And who is the third name?
Well, we're going to go for... Well, we're not sure, but we're going to go for Dave Cockrum.
No, it was, as in fact, Roy Thomas.
Oh!
Yeah.
He's funny.
And can you give me the first issue that Wolverine appeared in?
No. Let's get this right.
Yeah, because there's a cameo.
Yeah, okay, wait a minute now. I'm going to say that.
Okay, let's go for that.
Because it's that, then that.
Yeah.
Right, Hulk 180.
Exactly. Well done, mate. Come on,
miss that mention. I'm sweating before I said that.
The last panel of 180 is where he first appears. So all those people who bought the slabbed copies of 181 thinking it was his first appearance are wrong.
Yeah.
Well done. 4 points in all for that one. Nicely done, guys. Second question, over to the awesome pod.
4 points? They had 3 points. They didn't get all three.
Yeah, it was three.
Oh, sorry, 3 points. Pardon me, sorry.
Trying to stitch us up.
Thanks,
Vorderman's keeping you right here.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. So an easy one for you guys, possibly. Oh, Deadpool.
No. Deadpool.
two for the creator. One
there's
for
two creators, isn't there?
Yeah.
Rob Liefeld and Fabian Nicieza.
Yeah, 2 points. 2 points to the awesome pod. And can you tell me which issue Deadpool first appeared?
Fuck, it's New Mutants.
Yeah.
God, I really don't know the numbers. I just have to
guess on this one, V. I ain't got a clue.
Yeah, but, God, I don't
know. Wait, hold on. What did New Mutants get to you before it changed over to X? Was it X?
before it turned to X-Force.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Was it 100 and something?
I can give you a clue here. It happened before New Mutants 100.
Right, yeah. Okay.
It was the last issue of New Mutants.
Yeah. This is just me and Dan conferring at the moment.
Okay.
I reckon in 80s.
I was thinking 80s. I don't know.
I reckon chance 83. Chance
you think 83? I was thinking 87, but I don't. We could say 85 and meet in the middle.
Then we'd both be wrong. Or we go for your 87.
No, well, no, because if it's 83, you'll just lord it over me for the rest of my life.
Let's go 87.
No, I'm afraid not. It was that was Rob Liefeld's first issue, as I recall. It was in fact 98.
Ah.
Okay, over to TCS. TCS, who was created...
That, just to double-check, Tony, was that two to the ACP?
Yeah,
two
just two. ACP.
Yeah, perfect.
Did Rob Liefeld create Deadpool? Because he never mentions that.
Yeah. but he was co-creator. I've seen him say he created it. I always feel like tweeting him with co-creator, question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three, TCS. Iron Fist. Who created him, and what issue did he first appear in? You two know your Bronze Age history. I know you do. Come on.
Right. Let me see. No, I think this is intense sitting across from them watching this, by the way.
Yeah, but it is. Yeah. Yeah. I've never come into Scotland after this quiz.
Because one of the first artists in the collection was actually Bill King. Chris Claremont took it up before that.
Yeah.
Bill McDonald always involved.
Yeah. I have to press you guys.
I go for this guy again.
Oh, throw him again.
You think he's going to be involved?
Anna
the artist.
Do you think it was one of those magazines?
Hey guys, I'm going to have to press you for an answer.
Yeah, okay. Right. We'll go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking Bill Mantlo.
I'm afraid not.
Oh! That was a sore one.
Have you got another name?
We're throwing Roy Thomas again.
Roy Thomas, 1 point.
Yay! Oh, he's got his hands all over everything, hasn't he?
He has, isn't he? So, the answers for the creators are Roy Thomas and Gil Kane.
Oh.
So, can you tell me where Iron Fist first appeared?
Do you think it was that one?
Okay. One of the
magazines. Yeah, Marvel Premier.
Yeah, Marvel Premier.
You got an issue number?
Oh,
I don't.
Nah. 16, 18.
23. Keep going, yeah, keep going.
I'll give you a clue, it's not 23. There's a clue for you.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's go for 14.
Oh, so close, it's 15.
Oh, that was close.
One point for the TCS for Iron Fist. Good work, guys. Okay. Almost. So you can work it out. You can work it out if you know the period. So over to the Awesome Comics.
Okay.
The Falcon.
Oh, fuck.
I've got a feeling that's going to be an issue of Cap, isn't it?
Yeah, but who created him? is he? No, he's not Kirby, is it? He's not Kirby, is he? Yeah, that's after Kirby, isn't it?
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Not Kirby.
I love that your clues are just what you hear us talking about and then saying, it's not that.
I'll give you, it's these two people created him, and you're right, here's an issue of Captain America. There you go, there's your clue.
I'm in the dark about this one.
No, really.
Do we just want to take a shot at a couple of...
I ain't even got that to fucking take a shot at.
Think about it. Come on, guys. Think about who was about the time. You can, as I say, you can work these out.
God. Oh, God, no.
Was he in the 80s?
No, he was 70s Falcon, wasn't he? I want to say... Oh,
What about Sal Buscema?
I have to push you guys.
Yeah, you're hitting Sal Buscema as one of them.
No, I don't. But that's the only name that's coming into my head.
You pick a name and I'll pick a name and that'll be the two creators that we choose. Right.
Well, I'll go for Sal Buscema then.
No, afraid not.
No.
Marv Wolfman.
No, I'm afraid not. It was Stanley and Jim Colan. And his first appearance was Captain America 117.
What year was that?
I think that was the late 60s off the top of my head.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was well off the 80s then.
Mm. Yeah, because I remember Captain America sort of restarted at 100, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, back to TCS. We're going to skip forward a little bit. So we're going to go to the indie comics boom of the 80s. And your question, who created him, is going to be Grimjack. Grimjack.
This is a Tony Esmond question.
Yeah.
In every way, shape and form, this.
Don't forget there's going to be a movie of Grimjack this year, so next year. So.
I think I might notice, Lee. I know we're not stealing, but...
Go for that.
Yeah, I think so.
Tim Truman.
What, 1 point. There's two people created him. That's 1 point.
Scott McGregor? No, that's not right.
That's not... That's not surprising.
Scott McGregor, somebody else. Something like that.
You can work this out, guys. Come on.
Okay.
Man, I'm getting knots in my stomach watching you two. It's great.
No.
Fuck Knives Out. This is the most intense thriller that is going.
I'm not sure.
So we go for it.
Go for it.
Okay, guys.
We don't know, but we go for Alcatena.
No, it's John Ostrander and Tim Truman created Grimjack.
Ah, John Ostrander. Yeah.
They were pals. What comic did he first appear in?
Grimjack number one.
Star Slayer number 10.
Ah,
yeah, there you go.
Okay,
guys, back over to the awesome comics. Who were the creators? There's two of them, of Lobo.
Well, I've never liked the character, so I wouldn't. Dan, do you know this in any way?
He popped up in I think his first issue was one of Legion. Can you remember the main Legion of Superheroes writer, V?
Sorry, were you being serious?
Between us, is it Marv Wolfman, V? Is that right? Ooh. Is that completely wrong?
I mean, the thing is, Marv Wolfman's created so much, hasn't he? That's the... He's done a lot of space stuff, but and he did do a lot. He's done a lot of the sort of weirder characters.
I couldn't give you the second one at all, though.
I'm open to a clue on this one because it's quite a difficult one. This one.
Let's go for a clue then.
The clue is he did first appear in a team book, but it wasn't one of the ones you've mentioned. Quite an obscure team.
We know the team group.
You know it, dear. Good man.
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
No.
Worth a guess, guys?
John R. Cudi.
No.
No.
One more guess.
Marv Wolfman.
No. It was Keith Giffen.
Ah.
And a guy called Roger Slifer, who isn't particularly that well known.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who actually was the... Well, if anyone's aware of John Byrne's pre-Marvel work, he did a book called Holocaust, I think, or something 2000. There was a character in it called Rog 2000, and that's who the robot was named after. Yeah, and the team book, it was Omega Men number 3.
We never would have got any of that.
No.
When he was actually quite a sort of average kind of character, they hadn't gone sort of nuts with tongues out and huge muscles that couldn't fit him on the cover with. He was it's actually quite a readable little series. But so when you said Legion, you're almost right, because Omega Men moved into Legion, the series is about Legion Superheroes. Yeah, so you're almost Sega kinds. Okay, over to Comics Code Corner, guys. How are we getting on?
Well, ACP is currently sitting at 18.
Yep.
Whereas TCS is sitting at 19.
Oh, look how close this is.
I've always been way worse.
Yeah. Two more rounds left, and they're not long rounds. Okay.
I have filled my pants.
Oh, no, I'm sitting next to him as well. Hopefully.
In the best way.
Yeah, good. This one is, we're going to call it Superhero Happy Families.
Oh, no. So,
I like that. You're such a perv, Mike. I like to think of the people in the People's Republic of Scotland as our brothers and sisters, but or as maybe just close family members. But can you name how these characters are related, or who is related to them?
Okay.
So the first question: whose turn is it to go? Comics Code
Corner. Is this a round where the other team gets a shot?
Yeah, we'll offer this one over, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Over on this one.
It's ACP first.
ACP. In the new Teen Titans was a character called Jericho. Can you tell me who his father was?
Dan, do you know?
You'll know this. It is themselves on the head when it comes out.
The only thing I could say is between us two, maybe Slade Wilson is. I don't know. I know that was Terra's dad, but not sure. What's the brother?
Jericho. Oh God, why do I know Jericho? Was this in the? This was in the early.
This is a new Teen Titans, the George Perez, Jose Luis.
George Perez one, bloody love, and my mind's gone blank. I can see him as well. I
don't even know the character, so.
Okay, is he worthy of a guess before we pass it over?
I will take.
Go for it, V.
God, no, I don't think I can, but Jericho was. No, let's just go with your one, Dan.
Dan, help a brother out. The anxiety here is killing me.
I don't fucking know. That's
the trouble. Just take your shot. What you said.
Oh, Slade Wilson.
Yeah.
AKA
Deathstroke.
It is. That's quite right. I'm gonna leave this one over to Comics Code Corner because it's not Slade Wilson. I believe his name is Sam Wilson. Is that right, or is it Slade?
No, it's Slade.
It's Slade Wilson.
Right, I've written it down wrong. Slade Wilson. Congratulations. Well done. 1 point to the Awesome Comics. Next one, over to TCS. Garth Ranz is Lightning Lad. Who are his brother and sister? There's a point for both of them, but there's an extra point if you can name their real names. So Garth Ranz is Lightning Lad from the Legion of Superheroes. Who are his brother and sister?
Saturn Girl and Mech Ran.
Well, you got one right there, dude. So Saturn Girl is not his sister, is in fact his wife. And Mech Ran's is in fact Lightning Lord. So, I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you a point for that, guys. That's a good answer. Well done. Good. One to TCS. Back to Awesome Comics.
Okay.
Who are Cyclops' brothers? There's two answers here. If you can give me their proper names as well, there's an extra point going.
Alex Summers is obviously Havoc.
Yeah. Yes.
It's 1 point.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I didn't realise he had a fucking other brother.
It's a reasonably... The clue is it's a reasonably recent thing. Probably in the last 10 years or so, I think.
Okay.
In the years we haven't been reading X-Men.
in the years that nobody's been reading X-Men.
Yeah, I'm guessing it was a plot line brought in something to do with Mr. Sinister, was it? I guess.
But to be fair, he has appeared back in the recent series.
Oh, has he? What, the House of X and
that's Paris? A clue. There you go. You've got a clue.
Oh, and we have read those, haven't we, Dan?
Yeah,
some of them, not all. Oh, fuck it.
Oh. fuck.
No.
No, I'm lost.
No.
Okay. Offer it over to TCS.
Is it a Shroud in the Dark? I think is Vulcan.
It is. 1 point, CCS.
Very nice.
1 point in. Nicely done. Also known as Gabriel Summers, who appeared as a villain. Now he's part of the Krakatoa sort of nation state, I suppose you put it that way. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Over to TCS again. We all know that Leonard Snart is Captain Cold. Who is his sister? So this harks back to some Silver Age stuff, I think, doesn't it? Some Carmine Infantino and... There's 2 points on offer here. If you can get her real name and her super villain name.
No, because that's not the characters, really. It's someone else. I believe it's different powers. It's not called powers.
Right.
No, sorry.
No, okay. Offer it over to the Awesomers.
I can tell you I don't know, but Dan?
Has she got some kind of gold-related powers?
I say, my friend.
Fuck it, the name fucking eludes me. Fuck knows.
Gold-related powers. Oh, blimey.
Her real name's worth a guess as well.
Cynthia Snot.
Well, you clearly got her last name right. But,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, guys, you're not going to get that. So it's Golden Glider is her name.
Oh,
and never. Lisa Snot.
Right. No, hey. never would have got that in a month of Sundays. Yeah. No.
Okay. Over to Awesomers. Yep. What relationship in real life do Mary and Captain Marvel have?
Which Captain Marvel are you talking about?
I'm talking about Shazam Captain Marvel. So what relationship in real life do Mary Marvel and Captain Marvel have?
Is she his... It's not sister, is she cousin?
You'll give it away, TCS. I know you know now from that giggle. Yeah.
I can only recall the fucking film when they were adopted. Like...
Forget the fucking films. Films are shit.
Yeah. I'm fucking lost in. I don't know.
Okay, give a guess. Guess, guys.
I'll just take a guess. I'll just say cousin.
They're in fact twin. Oh, fuck. Sorry. I forgot to offer it over. Can I offer it over to TCS? Do you know what it is?
Well, we thought they were cousins, but
all right, now you both fucked in. Okay, well, thank you for being honest for my fuck up there. But
twin
shut up, twin brother and sister. There you go. Okay,
really, twin brother and sister? I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay. Now, last question of this round goes to TCS. Talisman was a member of Alpha Flight. Who is her father? So there's a point for the superhero name and the real name. Talisman was a member of Alpha. Yes, 1 point.
I know the surname. You know the first name?
No. What's the surname?
Two Young Men.
Yeah, I only chose this question because I find the surname Two Young Men very funny.
Yeah. And it is.
It's American Indian. Yeah, what's his first name, though? Yeah, I only know the surname Two Young Men.
I'm not going to do that. Michael, Two Young Men, and he was in fact Shaman. So that's 1 point to TCS. Her name was Elizabeth, Two Young Men, and her brother was called I'd Like.
Is Bart Simpson part of the team?
his sister is Amanda Hug and Kiss. Okay, so over to Comics Code Corner, guys. How are we doing?
Well, Awesome Comic Podcast have 19, and That Comic Smell have 22.
To play. Okay, These are questions we're going to offer over again, and this is the final round. And I've entitled this round, Who Released What? So who's first, Comics Corner?
TCS.
So TCS, this year, 2019, has been a big year for the smaller and up-and-coming and new publishers. There's a couple like Black Crown and Lion Forge who've ducked out, but there's quite a few who've appeared and stayed for a bit and are still about now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the name of a comic, and I'd like you to tell me what publisher publishes it and who the creators are. So there's a possible of 3 points in each of these. Okay.
Yeah.
There's 1 to 4 questions. There's only 4 questions, but if you'd like to choose a number between 1 and 4, guys, go ahead. TCS?
Number 3.
Okay, number 3 is Goodnight Paradise. Who created it and who released it? Goodnight Paradise.
Nobrow. We think it was Nobrow. Tony, we think it was Nobrow for no particular reason.
It was not Nobrow, I'm afraid, no. Thanks, guys, for repping us. But do you know the creators? Any chance you know the creators?
No.
Okay, I'm going to offer it over to the Awesomers.
This was TKO released it.
The Awesomers, well done. Okay.
And, oh, no, I'm kicking myself because I don't... It was one of the ones that it's one of their first line that I didn't know as well.
Yep.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm gonna have to pass on this one.
Okay, so it was Joshua Dysart wrote it and Alberto Ponticelli drew it.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
Over to the Awesomers. You've got 1, 2, or 4 to choose. Which number would you like?
Dan, what would you like to pick?
Go 1.
Yeah.
Okay, number 1, A Walk Through Hell.
That was fuck. I know Garth Ennis wrote it.
One point.
And who published it? I just want to make sure I get the publisher right. Aftershock published it.
2 points.
And the artist is leaving my mind, and that's gonna annoy me for the rest of the night. Hold on.
You can do it, V.
Come on, V. Look at you. You've gone all supernatural on me all of a sudden.
The artist is... Oh, fuck, they did...
What'd they do?
Oh, what was the other book they did? Shit. Shit. This
anybody else
one.
Smell burning?
I can actually... Yes, it's the wood chips going. I can't think of it. I can't,
yeah. Okay, offer that one over to TCS. Do you know who the artist on A Walk Through Hell from Aftershock was?
No.
Okay, it was Goran Sadzuka. Okay.
I wouldn't have got the name, but I swear I've read something else that...
Right, okay. If you're a listener to Word Balloon, Aftershock sponsor them, don't they? And he's always saying Goran Sadzuka, which is the reason I know it so well.
Yeah.
Okay, over to... Whose turn is it now? So is it TCS now?
Yeah.
Yeah, TCS.
TCS, number 2 or number 4?
Number 4
is Deep Roots. Who wrote it, who drew it, and who published it this year?
Should
we
go for Image for the publisher?
It's either Image or
Nobrow. little clue, Dave, Nobrow does not appear in any of these.
We're going to go for Image as the publisher.
No, I'm afraid not, guys.
Nah, we don't know.
Okay, offer it over to the Awesomers.
The publisher for Deep Roots. Is it Vault?
It is Vault. Fucking
hey,
hell.
Hey, nice one, V.
Your time. Warmed you up. 1 point to the Awesomers.
Oh, and I saw the writer post something the other day, and it's gone from my mind. I haven't read this one, so I'm not going to kick myself too much about it. No, I can't think of it.
Okay. It is Dan Watters is the writer.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, Val Rodriguez is the artist. Okay. Yeah. And the last one is the Awesomers. And the title is Bronze Age Boogie. Who wrote it, who drew it, and who published it?
No. Dan.
This is probably the most difficult one, but you can do it. Come on. I have faith in you two. Come on.
Bronze Age Boogie. Man.
And it's going to be an independent publisher who is still yep. kicking.
Bit of an up and comer.
I think the publisher's the only one we stand a chance on. Don't you think?
Yeah. Who did you say? Sorry, did you say one?
I haven't said one yet.
No.
Let's see. So we've had Vault and we've had. It's not going to be someone like Avatar or Dynamo.
Is Malibu still going, V?
I think they disappeared around the same time as Eclipse and Comica. Comico, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't know.
Publisher. Oh, fuck. Is it...
I'm going to have to press you on this, guys.
It's not wrong. It's not... Aftershock. It's not... Oh, no, I can't think. No, I can't think. No, I'm going to pass.
Okay, not going to guess, Dan, or?
No idea.
Okay, over to TCS.
Drone and Quarterly?
It's not, I'm afraid, no, guys. It's, in fact, Ahoy Comics. Any guesses around the writer and the artist? If you know Ahoy Comics, the clue is you may well know the writer.
Do you have a clue if you don't know?
Yeah. Yeah. He recently collaborated with Christian Wild Goose. There's a clue for you. That's a good clue.
Okay.
No.
They do that Batman book.
Yep.
I don't know the fucking
okay. Right. So, in fact, it was Stuart Moore. And once again, the return of Alberto Ponticelli, who drew it. There you go.
Mm.
Nice. That, gentlemen, is the quiz. Let's go over to Comics Code Corner and find out what the final score is.
It's going to be close.
Yeah.
The scores at the doors are Awesome Comics Podcast, 23. That Comic Smell, 22.
Oh! Oh! Oh my god, I thought you were going to say 23 there. I thought you were it was going to be a.
Just keeping you in suspense.
Nicely done, guys. Nice. That was good.
Wow, I'm surprised we won that. You guys were absolutely fucking beat. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
I kid you not, I'm going to have to go for a massive dump. This was really intense. Oh, fucking hell.
So just before we go, guys, just I have to say I'm a lover of that comic smell.
Yeah.
It always keeps me company on long journey.
Yes. As
thank you very have
much. Comics events and overnight, obviously. The what have you got coming up? Have you got anything that's coming up? And should we start with you, Dave? Dave, you've got a little comic bubbling. I see you were collaborating with a few people, is that right? Or
oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I do. I've sent out 18 scripts before Christmas.
Wow.
To get different artists to draw them for me, because then I don't have to draw them myself. And that's for a comic that'll be out in May. Oh, I've got a name. Mount a Rescue, it's called.
Oh, okay. Nice. What's the theme of it, dude?
The theme is that it's one of my one-man anthology books where I write everything. So yep. It's a lot of different stories, half of them drawn by me, different artists, and I wrote everything.
Can you hint at any of the artists you got involved, or...?
Do you know what? I don't want to because I feel like I left all the other ones out.
That's fine.
But everyone is top notch.
Yep.
That's thank very you. Diplomatic. Well done.
Yes.
Well done.
Cool. And what's the planned date? Or you doing a little sign in? Or you got anything planned for it, dude? Or why haven't I had a review copy yet? You know, all those questions.
Well, it's not made yet, but you're top of the list for the review copies, yeah. But yeah, it'll be me, something like that. That'll be
nice. Good
thanks
stuff,
for man. Asking.
No, my pleasure. I love your work ethic, dude. Get it done, get it out. I like that. Yeah, something a lot of people could do with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And generally, in relation to TCS, what you got planned, guys? Some more crisps other than that? What you got planned?
Mike.
The All Badger episode. You've got to do a comic on the Badger comic.
Oh, I'm at the final page of my first full comic.
Wow, I didn't know this, Mike. Okay, tell us about that.
It is basically about prehistoric animals, and if you've seen any of the Treehouse issues, some of the first two stories that I did, first two chapters, have been in the Treehouse comics. There's six chapters. They focus on six different types of animals during the prehistoric age, and I try and get them as real as possible, but they're in awkward scenarios. And at the end of each story, there's a wee bit of interpretation, giving you a wee bit of facts behind the discoveries of those animals.
Okay.
So, there is plenty of gore and barnication in there as well. But it's,
splendid.
No people involved. So hopefully that'll be ready early next year.
Well, what's the name of it, dude? You got a name?
Unfortunately, that's the thing I'm having trouble with. I can't agree on a name on my head, but I'm sort of verging on, because every chapter begins with the words "the real" and then the animal's name.
Okay.
So I might make it something like "the real prehistoric beastie" or something of that nature.
Right.
I am open to suggestions, though.
Well, I'm not going there with that one, Mike. But you guys really need to do an episode just on the Badger comic with Mike Barron's Badger that you know. Okay. And what have you got planned for the podcast, Tom, guys?
Just us getting together as always. We've not got our next meeting together yet for the new year, but I've built up a back catalogue now, so I've got more creator conversations coming from the likes of Hayley Austin and Olivia Hicks Norrie Miller and Rebecca, and I've got Sam from Good Comics as well. Two-parter with him that will probably come in the new year, and I've got two episodes of ours that are still to come out from earlier on in the year and stuff, so we're just cracking on.
I really enjoyed the episode about books on comics, guys. That was really good stuff.
That was a really fun one to do.
It was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, see everything that was brought along and stuff as well. It was really good. Yeah. And I've discovered so much more after the meeting as well, which is just insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. If they do put a wall up, guys, stay in contact. Don't.
It's fine, we'll get you by a carrier pigeon or something. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Guys, that was an absolute pleasure and a lot closer than we thought it would be. But
So
where can people find the podcast if they want to check out That Comic Smell?
We are on Instagram and Twitter at That Comic Smell, and we are on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Spotify. Most of your kind of places that you can get podcasts. If you just type That Comic Smell in any sort of search engine, we tend to be the first thing that comes up.
Nice one. And did you want to do your personals or if you're making a comic or you just want to put your own one out there? So Dave, where can we find Fred Egg Comics, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep, Fred Egg Comics, Fred, F-R-E-D. Just Google that. I've got a blog, a website that I update regularly. I'll see you there.
Cool. Nice one. Mike?
Haven't planned that far ahead. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, and I'm on DeviantArt.
I bet you are. How can we find you?
All over it.
My name is, I'm pretty much the only person I know of with my name, so I'm quite easy to find.
Mike Sadaka.
Mm.
Cool.
I usually go by the name Mike rather than Michael, so either way, I'm easy to find. I am the only one, so... And I'm no connection to Neil, by the way. I get asked that quite a lot. After all, Neil performed in Glasgow last year, so he's still active. But for those of us at some age...
Okay, can I just go in? Seeing as he's sat here in front of me, Mike Sadaka is one of the artists in my upcoming
Hunger S. There you go.
Thank you.
There's the exclusive. Exclusive, yes. ACP exclusive.
What about the other guys in the room? Where can we find the other guys? Did you want to reel off your socials and that sort of thing? For people who might want to follow you?
Nando and Giuseppe aren't really on any socials, so you'll just find them on the podcast every time we put it out, every 2 weeks on a Wednesday.
Good.
And
dispensing their humour and intelligence
and their Chris chomping skills.
Thank you.
And I'm on Twitter at URAMYX, URAMYX, and you'll find a release coming from me that I edited through First Part Books. Hopper, the Detective of the Strange.
I've read it, man. It's great. Absolutely great.
Have you read it?
Love it. Yeah. Yeah, Aaron sent it to me. I'm seeing Aaron tomorrow, but he sent it to me. It's brilliant, mate. Yeah, really good. Yeah.
Nice one. Yeah, Rob Barnes is just incredible. I mean...
Yeah, big shout out to Rob. He's a workhorse, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, to bang out Gallant and Amos and then get on with something like this as well, and actually have all... I mean, he's pretty much got it all planned out and everything as well, which is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But just incredible work, and that's out on the 8th of January, I think, if I remember rightly. But pre-orders are up just now as well at First Spark Books.
And the pre-orders are out for The Spark also, which I'm editing with Aaron, and me and Vince have done the back page for. So the second issue of that you can pre-order as well, get that in as well. Guys,
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that I'm also on the Comic podcast.
Yeah,
as part of that team as well.
Yeah, I think they might be next year's competition, I'm guessing.
Ooh,
yeah.
Well, that'd be interesting to hear.
I need to speak to Nikki in it. Yeah, good stuff. Guys, absolute pleasure. We love your podcast, man, and your great company, and that was really, really fun. Am I right in saying that, V&D?
Yeah, cheers. Yeah, thanks for putting it together.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Absolute
pleasure,
guys. Thank you so much.
It was very good. Thank you very much, guys.
Cheers, lads.
Well, see you soon, guys. Take care.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And the peanuts.
There you go.
Fucking hell. Wow. You stole that, boys. That was the last minute. Fucking hell. The boys, what a good bunch. Yeah. I love those guys. Yeah. They're so good. Yeah.
Real good sports. As you can tell, they know their comics.
Nando and Dave, comics. I knew that. When we met Dave at Thought Bubble, I said to you, didn't I? I said, I know he's good. He's a ringer. He's a top boy. Yeah, they both, they knew their Bronze Age stuff there, didn't they? Yes. Really good. Yeah, I love that. I love knowledge, people who know that stuff.
Yeah. I think we only scraped through with our knowledge of the indie scene, really.
Comic House was good.
It was quite a spread. It was all a bit different. I tried to keep it, change up each round, you know.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's interesting, the X-Men one. It's like so many of them are like, I know that name, and then just can't bloody place it.
Yeah.
And the question about like who created the characters was a real sort of head scratcher.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt a lot of you listeners out there, you knew the answers. You were probably shouting at your iPods or your laptops or whatever you listen to this episode on. You know.
I think some of them are worth a guess. If you can remember the period it got made at. So, you know, Cap and the Falcon from an early Cap issue, you kind of guess it's Stan Lee, wouldn't you? It's a guess thing.
Yeah. I think if you know, the issue that they arrive in, you kind of know that era, don't you? And have a guess. But no, hopefully you all played along, and like, you know, obviously no Googling, you know, if you played along, honestly, we'd love to know your scores and stuff and see how you absolutely trounced all of us.
It's different when you're in the room, my friend. It's different when the pressure's on.
When you're under the studio lights.
And Dan Butcher, we still got the belts, man. We still got the belts.
Who's up next 2 years. Year? Come bring it.
2 years. Oh no,
I'm going to call out Nicky and Ian. We're coming for you next year, my friends.
We might have to do a press conference closer to the day.
The gauntlet's been laid down.
There you go.
You can do one of those sort of grudge match things where they stand and you can stand and stare into their eyes over a weight machine or something in a microphone. Shit talk each other, what they call it.
But no, another big shout out to That Comic Smell. It's a great show that, a lot of our listeners check it out anyway.
Yeah, I'd like to.
The community is such that, you know, all of these shows like us, The Lakes, etc., you know, we're all listening to each other's shows and people checking out stuff. And, you know, they're great guys. And they agreed to do this ridiculous quiz for us this week. And they're all great creators as well.
Thanks to Tom for housing them all and feeding them all with Scooby-Doo sandwiches. Good. Yeah. Good lad. Yeah.
So no doubt we'll hear more from those guys in the new year. So we got no recommendations this week because it was just a short, sharp end of year bit of fun. We got a quick shout out that we just want to say now for what will be the first show of the year for us, right, lads?
Yep.
Or maybe it won't be the first show of the year, but we'll put the details first. Yes, we are of course talking about True Believers, taking place on Saturday the 1st of February at the Jury's in Cheltenham. That's the same venue it was at last year, and well, this year, you know what I mean. Yeah. 2019, and it was a great day that.
Yeah, it's a top venue. Yeah, that's a great social event. Yeah, I love that event. Yeah.
And there will be no doubt you'll hear more from creators going to it over the next month or so. Well, literally the next month.
Aren't the people featured as Kevin Bacon photographs from Footloose on the site at the moment?
I believe they are. Yeah, it is all Footloose, isn't it? I think.
Yeah, and I think I listened to the Nerds Who Haunted Themselves the other day, and I think they appear in chronological order as they appear in the film.
I mean, that's taking the nerdy.
That's going too far.
That's too far. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Where does it stop? What kind of
madness? I've got an image of Stuart wandering around Cheltenham with a denim jacket with the collar turned up.
Yeah, brilliant. On the day, there's lots of great creators there. If you go to OK True Believers, there's links to get your tickets if you go in there on the day. Also, you can see the lineup of guests, loads of great indie guests. I mean, this is one of the ones that if you love indie comics, definitely check out this event because there's loads of different creators. Hopefully, we'll discover some new creators as well. We're going to be big on the lookout for new voices and new books that, or maybe just people that they've been out for a couple of years, but we don't know about them yet. So, you know, 2020 is going to be very much like that for us. We might even get some audio on the day, but you don't know because it's just going to be me and Dan.
Yeah, sadly, guys, I'm not going to be there. So due to some sort of changes around at No Brow, I will be, boohoo me, I'll be at Angoulême. That's it, clashes with Angoulême, which is obviously a big event for No Brow. So I'll be out there.
It's a huge event
generally in comics.
In the art world, I think, as well. Comics and art and stuff collide.
I've let Stuart down. I've told him and let him down, sort of thing. But I'll be there with the Europe Comics crowd. And Nazelli and Arena are going to be there. So I'm looking forward to
seeing how you get on.
Yeah, AJ Dunga. I'm travelling out with Sam Arthurs from No Brow. So I'm really looking forward to it. Just have a good time. Yeah. And don't have too much of a good time because I won't be there. That's how I'm going to put it.
I think what we might do in January, we're planning. We've already got stuff lined up for the first couple of months of 2020. But you might hear a bit more about that show and the genuine sort of like artists and stuff that will be on show there in January. We're working on that, but I won't say any more until we don't mention anything before we've got it locked down because things always change.
Yeah, some people sort of agree to come on and then they listen to the show and then we don't hear from them again.
Yeah, fair enough.
But obviously, before we sign off, we just want to say another thank you to everyone that supported this show in 2019.
Definitely.
We truly appreciate it. We're going to keep going and trying to deliver more new creators and new guests and also the people that we've already had on the show are just making better and better comics all the time. So that they'll be returning guests. They'll be, you know, we'll be delving into making comics as we start.
Making comics.
Yep.
We're doing both of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Because all three of us are on a different kind of journey. Each of us have a different kind of comics journey that we're doing in 2020. So, you know, we're going to learn a lot more and therefore you will learn a lot more as well. Because most of the time we learn what we know through talking to people on this show.
Yeah. What's this space for a Kickstarter that I'm involved in that's about to land as well?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So more news on that soon. Hopefully you enjoyed this bit of fun to sign off the year that was 2019. If we got the, you know, if you hated the fact that we didn't know the answers, or maybe we got the answer, maybe there was something wrong in that quiz. Of course it wasn't. Tony was running.
Probably was. It was last year. I got something wrong, didn't I? Almost got something wrong. I miswrote Slade and wrote Sam. So there you go.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Sam Wilson is the Falcon.
Yeah, Sam Wilson is the Falcon. Yeah. Easily done. Yeah. If you want us to shout about anything coming up in the next couple of weeks at the start of 2020,
please do let us know.
And we're not just talking about conventions, we're talking about whether it be workshops, art events, zine events, anything that's happening in your local area that you just want more people to know about, because you never know where you're going to discover stuff.
Yeah, and our doors are open to review, to recommend. If you've got a book you want us to see, yeah, please send it through from a point of view of the pod, and also from a point of view of the blog that I run.
Yeah,
the, I'd love to see. We'd love to see your book, so send them through.
Yes, because whatever goes to the email gets forwarded on to everyone else on this show.
Yeah.
So you know we're all going to see it and check it out and probably talk about it on the show.
Yeah. So you can, and for those listeners, I'm also running a My Faves of 2019.
Yes.
On the Never Iron Anything blog, so please pop over there and have a look. Tomorrow, as you listen to this today,
yeah,
is one on conventions. Yeah. So there's conventions.
Yeah, nice.
And in a truly brilliant way. If you go to certain places, you can't open up Tony's blog because the content is filtered.
Great, Great Western Railways will not allow you to look at my blog.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm using that as a publicity machine.
Yep. Yeah. You should actually use the wording for one of the, like, you know, the restrictions as a pull quote.
Yeah, that'd get into the details of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. If you want to let us know about all this stuff or whether we got wrong or, you know, all of that good jazz, you can email us awesomecomicspod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @theawesomepod, where we're going to be shouting out the future shows, future guests. We'll be retweeting stuff and basically just getting a lot more active in the new year, I think. We're going to put our foot down a bit more.
Yes.
And try and get the show out to as many people as possible. So, yeah, follow us on there. If you do the Book of Faces, go to facebook.com/awesomecomicspodcast. And if you want to talk about comics, and, you know, if you do Facebook and you just want to, you don't want to deal with all the nonsense and, you know, that social nonsense that people do, and you just want to talk about comics or events or anything, then join the group Awesome Comics Talk, because... Yeah. We just opened a group, and then this amazing community appeared on it.
That, so, and that, how good was that art swap, guys? How good was that?
That was fantastic.
Oh, yes. Big
so
shout
good.
Out to B.E. Mura for organising that art swap, the Secret Santa art swap. Seriously, folks, if you... it doesn't matter. When we say an art swap, it's artists of all levels.
Yeah, even me.
Yeah, it's a community event. Every Christmas, there is a Secret Santa art swap that happens. And
it's like 200 posts on that.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? It's like something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just amazing art of all kinds. And it's just positivity. And that's
and everyone is very supportive, even of my pants art. Everyone's very supportive of all the different bits on there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you've been banging out the art over the past couple of days.
Banging something out.
And, but the first... we don't necessarily believe in resolutions or anything like that on this show. But we're just going to make a commandment from me and Dan to Tony. Stop being bad. Stop putting your art down. We'll have none of that anymore. Just keep putting out the art, man.
Well, it's down to you two guys, because you very kindly got me the tools I needed to start trying to draw. So I got a couple of sketchbooks from Mr. V, and I got a roll of pens and pencils and stuff from Mr. D. It was very nice. Travel around with me.
Dan, did it feel like we were a couple of parents thinking, how can you keep them quiet?
It was a bit, yeah. And now every day I send you about 5 drawings going, what do you think of my drawing? You know, it's like that.
Yeah, well, you say that, but you know, you've got some full colour pieces on there as well, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I did that painting one, which is quite fun.
Yeah, that's great, man. I want to see more of that.
It's cool, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So you'll find all kinds of art nonsense and everything on the Awesome Comics Talk group, so definitely check that out. Thank you for listening to us week on week, and it is weekly, this show. You can find us on the website awesomecomics.podbean.com. If you listen to us on iTunes, subscribe, leave a review, helps get the word out about the show and the comics, etc. And if you listen to us on any networks, you know, Lord knows where you found us, but you found us, and thank you, we love you. Whether it be on networks like Spotify, Stitcher, Podnose, Podknife, what other networks are we on, Tony?
Well, because it's Christmas and it is the season, I've gone with seasonal stories of noshing and allegedly getting noshed in motorway services, and it's called Pod, Gillian Telforth and Kevin Keegan.
I mean, that was a real roller coaster, that one.
That was a good one, wasn't it? I wrote that one out.
Yeah.
The Kevin Keegan bit, you have to explain that reference.
No, don't get him to explain any of his references.
Allegedly.
Really? To be fair, like, it's better than driving and getting it done.
Really. Yeah, and I think Gillian Telforth was just loosening his trousers.
So, hopefully you enjoyed this week's episode. As always, and I tell you what, it's terrible when I feel like this should be a weekly statement. It's not always like this. But yeah, we'll be back to the regular recommendations, great guests, and just loads of indie comics talk next week. So be sure to check us out for the new year.
Back in 2020.
Yes, we hope you all had a brilliant Christmas and have a brilliant new year. And and
I was going to say, if you got any comic swag, post it up in the awesome comics.
Yeah, let's see what you got for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. We didn't do that this year. We did it last year, didn't we?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, where can people find us online, etc., Tony?
You can find me being transgressive on trains at neverironanything.blogspot.com or on Twitter, S-O-S-E-Z-O-H-Y-Z.
Nice. Dan?
You can find me on Twitter at Vanguard Comic, and you can read Vanguard at VanguardComic.com, which begins updating again this Friday, which is the 3rd.
Yes.
Nice.
More news on a strip from you soon, my friend.
Yes, I've got a couple of new comic projects in the go for next year. Can't wait.
Yep. Very good.
So stay tuned to listen to how Dan handles giving himself more work than he really should.
I want to put out more comics this year, next year, than I have this.
Good stuff.
So this year's been a bit slow. So I want to do more.
Yeah.
So next year will be like Fear and Loathing in Dan Vegas. see what I did there?
Dan Vegas. That's definitely that's your porn star name. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Dan Vegas.
Dangerous Dan Vegas. That's it. and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jester Diablo. And you can find out more about my comic at theredmouseformars.com. Thank you again.
Hey, you've got a new project coming out next year.
I do indeed, which means that my sign-off might be a bit different soon.
You got the URL for that yet or anything?
I'm getting that over the next week. So
nice.
I will talk more about that because I didn't get that. It was one of those, it wasn't the URL I necessarily wanted. But I will tell you why off air and then probably...
I got www.mikesthedarker.com ready to go.
Nice.
I saw someone on those webcomic creators groups saying, I'm launching all these titles. There's about 10 titles, and one of them was Vanguard. I was like, okay.
Right.
Good. You've not done any research there.
Yeah. Well, we will crush them under our boot heel.
I didn't realise Eric Larson had done fucking his comic.
Well, it's just a character that had a small series, so don't worry about that, Dan. Yeah, there's only one Vanguard in all of our hearts.
As far as we're concerned.
It was pretty crap as well, Eric Larson's Vanguard, I've got to say.
Yeah, it was a little bit of the wrong period, wasn't it? His stuff's good now, but back then, not so good.
Yeah.
That's some shade. Anyway.
Yeah, I mentioned him as one of my favourite comics of the year in my best of favourites, sorry.
Yeah.
There you go. Yet more shameless plugs. Thank you for listening, folks. Have a brilliant new year. See you in January. And from Dan, Tony and myself... Have a great rest of 2019. Read loads of comics. And boys, what should they do?
Stay awesome.
It's getting there. Bye,
Fuck
everyone.
You.
That's a fucking... tell you what, I just stayed silent because I thought that's the best line to...
The best yet the gayest line ever.
Quizzical!
Quizzical!